The National Recovery and Reinvestment Act is providing $45 million in Recovery Zone Bonding Authority to Energy Composites, a Wisconsin Rapids firm with a vision to become the world's leader in wind power technology. The company's president and founder, Jamie Mansell, says the bonding authority will save millions of dollars in interest payments.
It's not a free pot of money. What the $45 million bond does for us is it gets us access to low-interest financing.
Energy Composites CEO Sam Fairchild says the Recovery Zone facility bonds are crucial because of the depressed economy.
It's certainly helpful. These are very difficult times in financing. I'm not even sure why so many of the large commercial banks even have executives employed anymore, because they're not making loans.
The stimulus bonds wouldn't have gotten to Energy Composites without a change in state law, because the federal government's allocation to Wood County was too small. Fairchild credits State Senator Julie Lassa with getting the legislation passed.
The feds decided initially which counties were eligible, and Wood County was not on that list. It required legislation to do it. She did an absolutely marvelous job of leading this. I was impressed.
Energy Composites hopes to create 600 high-paying jobs. The 535,000-square-foot windblade plant will be built in the Rapids East Commercial Center. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is providing more than $5 million in tax incremental financing assistance. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.